This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday.
Are you sitting comfortably, children? It's time for Sunday Supplement.
Actually, no, it's not. It's Saturday Supplement this week.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Saturday?
None of that Sunday supplement rubbish. This is the stuff that's so good, they can't wait that extra day to put it in the Sunday supplements that they put it in the Saturday supplements.
Ooh.
So we're doing Saturday supplements.
We are. And also, note readers, we have made a huge sacrifice, haven't we, Simon?
Yeah, we're missing Doctor Who for this.
I know. Well, we got iPlayer. But still,
yeah.
At least it won't have Graham Norton swaggering on, waving his bum.
Is that what Graham Norton does? He waves his bum.
He waves his bum at Matt Smith and distracts him from saving everybody's lives, which is why they had to have a whole other episode to continue the story.
But when he walked on and waved his bum, didn't Matt Smith shoot his load up into the sky?
He did. And everybody jumped.
That's true, they did.
Sorry, American readers who were ruining stuff for.
Yeah, we've ruined some of it.
No, we haven't
really.
Well,
we haven't, though, because they're not going to get the annoying BBC graphic going over the most important moment of the episode, are they?
No, they're not. Which is Graham Norton waggling his bum.
Yeah. Also, it means I've got to avoid Twitter until I actually do watch Doctor Who. Otherwise, it'll be ruined for me.
5 minutes' time.
No, it won't. It won't be 5 minutes' time.
You're going to be watching it during this episode, aren't you? I can tell.
That's actually got a really good idea, actually. I have got the Saturday Times this week.
And I have got the Saturday Guardian, which is only a weekly paper. It's the Observer. It transforms, like my mother, on a Sunday. It is. That's what the Observer does. It's all the same writers. It's all the same people who do the Guardian, just dress in different colours and pretend to like their mothers on a Sunday, like my mum does.
What your mum does on a Sunday?
Yes.
Dresses up, goes to see her mum and pretends to like her.
Yes.
Wow. Does she listen to this?
No.
Good.
And nor does my grandmother. Thank
I've got an amazing fact about the Saturday Times.
Is it an amazing fact?
Yeah, it's properly amazing.
Okay.
There are more supplements in the Saturday Times than there are in most Sunday newspapers. Like, you know how bad it is on a Sunday in the Times?
Yeah.
It's that bad on a Saturday as well.
Blimey. That would take you more than 2 weeks if you get the Times on both occasions
to
read. It's a good thing we're here, Simon.
And at the best moments in the Saturday Times supplements, Graham Norton walks across them and wiggles his bum in my face.
We're going to talk about bums and faces again, Simon. I mean, we've been very arse-orientated the last 3 episodes.
Yeah, and now you're going to suggest that I've got Graham Norton in my bottom.
No, I'm suggesting you're in Graham Norton's bottom right now, which is why you're in such a good mood, despite missing Doctor Who.
So, shall we rock on then?
We can rock on. We can rock
with
the
our
cock off.
Saturday supplements.
Izzy's going to win this because the Guardian beats the Times any day of the week, particularly Saturday.
It's time to play Cut Out and Keep. This is
Cut
where
Cut Out and Keep.
Izzy sings, which is not a good thing. And where we do the best bits of our Saturday supplements.
Saturday, yeah. What
Saturday,
you got,
Saturday, 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 Saturday. That's the theme tune from Spider-Man.
You're weird. Right, okay, I will go first. I'm just going to give you a selection of small little things. First of all, I've got a whole interview with Chris Rock.
Does he toss the salad?
He's talking about his documentary, which is all about women's hair.
Really?
Yeah, he's doing an investigative journalist thing.
About hair?
No, women's hair, and particularly the fact that he went over to India and saw the women harvesting hair, and it was very depressing, as well as the fact that he sort of points out that it's not as though if you have, like, bad hair or dress badly, you're not going to be fancied. He just doesn't understand the whole status and women's culture and that sort of thing, so he's done a little... And apparently it's quite good.
Hang on. Go back. Go all the way back to Indian women harvesting hair.
Yes.
You can't just skip over that bit.
They harvest hair, that's what they do.
How so?
Well, it's a $9 billion industry, the black hair industry.
Is it a black hair industry as in they harvest black hair, or is it a black hair industry as in it's underground?
Well, apparently it involves a religious ceremony. It's a bit weird that these women are cutting off their hair, and apparently the hair that they harvest is more valuable than gold.
Are you sure you're not confusing cut out and keep with article or farcical?
No. It says the lucrative weave business, which constitutes more than half of that market, depends on the supply from India, where unsuspecting and unremunerated women sacrifice their hair in religious rituals. So it's not like the women even get paid.
Do they make merkins?
I don't know if they make merkins.
Do they make eyebrow wigs?
No. But it's a whole sort of trend for African Americans to have straight, as he puts it, white hair. The lighter, the brighter, the better. And this involves women having chemical burns on their head. But apparently this is really weird because they use highly toxic sodium hydroxide, otherwise known as creamy crack. So, but enough of Graham Norton's bottom. And finally, just to prove that Guardian readers are the best readers in the world, apart from the readers of Sunday Supplement, hello to you all, well done for listening, I have a reply to Lucy Magnan, who says, like every other 30-something who writes about the royal wedding, says, we had the day of school. Well, look at the date, 29th of July, 1981. We had 6 weeks of school. It was a summer holidays. That's from Joe Hancock's in Chase Terrace, Staffordshire. And I don't think anything is going to beat those three articles from your horrible Murdoch-owned paper.
Well, we're quite lucky, because in a few weeks, we're not going to be able to get the Times.
Why not?
Because they're charging for it on the internet. There's a gateway. You have to go through the gateway with a magic dwarf or something and get your stuff. Or you could just go to the shop and buy it.
I don't really know what you're on about. Are they going to charge for content? That, sir, is silly.
On the internet, yes. They're going to say, if you want to read the Times online, you've got to pay for it.
And so the Times will destroy itself.
The Times, they are a-changing.
Yeah, they are.
I've got a quiz.
Indeed. Okay, go on then.
Right.
Test me.
Your car is A paradise of white leather and chrome. B, not a playground. Now stop pressing that button or I'll sell you to the chimney sweep. Or C, a combination of a sandpit, a plane crash, and a giant handkerchief with ants.
I'd say C.
I would say C for you too as well.
Oi!
The last time someone vomited in your house, A, it was a great night. B, you sent them back to the orphanage with a note saying you changed your mind. Or C, you quietly kicked it under the sideboard.
The last person who vomited in my house was my mother.
Did you kick it under the sideboard?
No. I would have returned her to the orphanage if I could have. But she's not from an orphanage. She's from Golders Green.
But you did kick it under the sideboard, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's C as well. The youngest person you know, A, is your 19-year-old girlfriend. B, stop making so much noise after you told him he'd make good eating. Or C, once actually stapled you in the foot.
I would say C.
Okay, and finally, your favourite restaurant is A, the Sheetless Eatery around the corner. B, would have individual lockable cages in the cloakroom. Or C, won't let you go in there anymore and considers you responsible for its rat problem.
I'm not responsible for a rat problem. I think B.
It's C, isn't it?
It's not C.
It is C. You can't go in your local restaurant because you breed rats.
No, I can't go in my local restaurant because Guy won't let me in there when he's got important people around. So I have to go in when it's quite quiet.
When there are rats. So it's C. So how did you score? Mostly C's, right? This is what the quiz has told
me
about
you. You've set me up. You've set me up on this. I can sense it. I can sense this. You've set me up.
You have children and can barely remember a time when you did not. In fact, it would be more accurate to say that they have you.
I don't have children. I have an annoying podcast accomplice who acts like a child.
No, my point was that that's how ridiculously pointless the quiz is. That is all about how children rule your life.
So I think, Simon, we can tell that Izzy wins. Because your article not only was inaccurate and stupid.
Yeah, it also says that children rule my life. So yes, you're right. Izzy wins.
Yay!
It's time to play Article or Farcical. This is where Izzy will read out four articles from her newspaper, one of which she has made up.
No, I'm not going to. Piss you. I said I got kids. I don't have kids. Piss you. And also, you implied that I was a child, and so I'm not going to play.
You only knew that's what I implied because I had to explain it to you between the recording sections.
Just because you think you're so clever, just because you're so like, I know everything, I'm Simon Dunn, and then. Well, you smell, so I'm not a child, and you could do it. Go on. See how well you do. Go on, read out your blooming articles, and I'll decide which one you've made up. Go on.
I've got to do article or farcical.
Yes.
Because you're too lazy.
Now.
Right, fine. James Bond's family wagon. Was that you in the middle of a yawn?
Yes, it was. I'm a bit sleepy today. I'm what a child.
You ready for number two?
I'm ready.
Better find it first, isn't it?
Yeah, this is Simon bluffing here.
20 cool pools. Brackets, hotel attached.
Right.
Yeah. And then we'll go with Yawning Glory.
Uh-huh. What's that about?
It's about...
Let's not spoil it. Let's give him a chance.
It's about how you can get bigger erections if you yawn.
I doubt that's in there.
And number four, In Bed with Bill Bryson.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be real. I still say it's number three.
Which was what?
Which was Yawning Glory.
See, normally this section's about 5-6 minutes long because I sort of engage you in the game rubbish. And pretend that
okay,
I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, 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 okay.
But no, it's 2 minutes because you're right.
Yes!
Boring.
What's the James Bond one about?
About an Aston Martin. This got back seats. You ruin everything. You're just
Ruin everything. You should be so rubbish. Seriously.
Yawning Glory was funny. It was the best headline in the list.
It was the best headline in the list, but it was kind of obvious. You may as well have said, grease up your pole for the morning cum shots. I mean, there's no way that that would have been an article in the Saturday Times.
There might have been a study that proves that oxygen from yawning somehow makes your penis more
they would have said,
erect.
They'd have said improved oxygen increases fallacy or something, rather
or
than...
it's not a fallacy. No, Yawning Glory is a better joke.
I know it's a better joke, but they wouldn't have done it, would they? I've now got the image, though, of a very sleepy penis going...
A very sleepy penis wouldn't be tumescent.
No, exactly. But you could imagine it sort of little yawn. Just going... It'd be amazing if cocks yawned. Instead, they just go...
My farcical was much better than any farcical you've ever made up.
Yeah, up the chutney to a world of dreams. And you believe that was real.
Did not.
It was, yeah. It was up the chutney to the land of dreams, and you thought that that was a real article.
No, I did.
In a very early episode of this,
no, I did.
Out,
I
readers.
Would like a reader to go back and find me not believing that up the chutney to a world of dreams was a real article.
You thought it was about a staircase made of mango chutney jars.
No, I did.
And you believed it. Up the chutney to a world of dreams. That's exactly what I said, and you believed it, and so you are so wrong.
Yeah, whatever, I've got Yawning Glory.
Well, you're making everybody have one.
You do the intro for this bit.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are now going to play the randomizer skizer, where... At random, we've flicked through one of the supplements. It basically introduced the elements of chance. It's Simon's idea for a bit because basically he's unable of recognising quality, which is why he's so mean to me all the time.
The reason for doing it is just it meant we didn't have to keep searching for extra stuff. It's just laziness on my part, really.
So it's laziness rather than failure?
Probably both, if
okay.
I'm honest. Right, the Saturday Review, Camping, 40 Top Campsites... The magazine, the playlist,
let's go with the magazine.
Weekend, sport, review, gardening. What did you say?
The magazine.
Right, okay. There's a woman on it who's pregnant with her belly out, and it's between page 1 and page 90.
How about we go for a straight 35?
A straight 35 as opposed to a bisexual one.
Yeah.
Do you think 35 would be bisexual?
35 can be whatever it wants to be.
On paper, I had a great marriage. That's a rubbish place to have a marriage.
Well, no, I mean, need it to be, you know, registered on paper.
The marriage isn't on the paper, is it? That's just ink. If you got married on paper, right?
It could be, like, really fine sheet on the floor.
You said sheet, didn't you? Not shit.
I said sheet. And you had to step down the aisle, or down the central passageway, right? Without tearing the paper like a kung fu master. Ninjas. Ninja marriages. How cool would that be? Would there be guests? Who would know? They're ninjas.
Could anyone see this woman?
And at the end, they kill the priest.
I want to marry a ninja now. You've ruined my life. If I ever get married, which I won't, because no one will have me, right?
Oh, Everybody, aww.
Even if I meet someone, I'm going to be on the altar now.
You're going to be on the altar? That would be wrong. You're meant to be at the altar. Oh, you're not right. Meant to jump on it.
Fine. At the altar, looking at the woman I'm marrying.
Not the woman he loves, no.
No, clearly. Going, you're not a ninja. You're not a ninja. Your name is Nina, but it's not enough. You're just
but
not
what
a ninja.
About... Well, maybe she is a ninja.
You'd know if she was a ninja.
No, you know, she's a ninja. Why would you know? She might act all clumsy just to throw you off the scent.
It's not a wacky comedy film, is it? I want to actually be married to a ninja. I want to know I'm married to a ninja. It's not an Arnold Schwarzenegger comedy action film. I want to have sex with a ninja on my honeymoon.
Well, I've got a similar size magazine, so you can pick from that. It's 1-90. It's called Guardian Weekend. Go!
Do you mean you've got one supplement?
No, I've got more than one. I've got, like, the guide, and I've got gardening, and I've got sport, and all the rest of it. But this one's in front of me, so you can pick that one, you lazy bugger. Go!
You've got one supplement, haven't you?
I have not. I've got
you've
the guide.
You've got one supplement.
You're such a dick.
All right, fine. Page 35.
35, you say? Okay.
Yeah, I have no imagination.
Oh, it's the end of Ben Stiller's interview.
So you got Chris Rock and Ben Stiller.
I have. It's quite an interesting thing. He says, all the wonderful things help offset the pain of failures. What if I didn't have that? What if he was a complete failure? So he squirms. I think I did try to control things, he says. But ultimately for me, maybe it's getting old. Family life takes the edge off you. You don't have time to stay in the editing room all hours. You have to prioritise, decide what's really important. I'm getting to the point where I want to enjoy what's going on right now. I don't want to take it for granted that, you know, hey, I'm working with Robert De Niro.
Mine's better. Mine was about marrying a ninja.
It was not about marrying a ninja.
Yeah, it was. Yours is about Ben Stiller. Mine is about a Ben Stiller film.
No, mine's about Ben Stiller and you're an idiot.
Rather annoyingly, I've just found a headline in my paper that I could have done for Article or Farcical.
Tell them.
This week, I'm wearing Lisa Armstrong.
Oh, that's quite nice. I wouldn't have picked it, though. I'd have picked yawning erection.
Well, I didn't say that.
Gaping penises. That's what I'd have picked.
Right, it's Hub Dogger talking of gaping penises. How can a penis gape? It's only got one eye.
It can look shocked.
No, it can't. How can a penis look shocked?
It goes, ooh.
It could look startled, maybe.
Well, I've got Humdonger, which is Tim Dowling's column. Which...
it's gone all a bit phallic. I don't approve.
Oh, I see. Column, yeah.
Yeah, column
well,
sounds a bit like penis.
He took over from John Ronson, who did these quite nice pithy little observations on life. And sometimes Tim hits it on the head.
Hits his column on the head.
Yeah, stop it.
You're just being dirty now. No one is better than John Ronson. Fact.
I think the new dog now comes inside specifically to have a pee. This is all about how he didn't want a dog and his wife wanted a dog and he wasn't consulted so he hasn't trained it and now it pees and poos in the house. And then, right at the very end, he stands on Rice Krispies.
That proves my point, doesn't it? No
and
one
it
is
took
better
a
than
long
dog.
Time to read.
And you read it?
Yes.
You twat. I never read my Hub Dogs. I just assume they're rubbish.
Well, I say I normally quite like Tim Dowling, but he's not as good as Ronson, because John Ronson's ace.
No one's as good as Ronson.
No one. Not even ninjering. You should marry John Ronson if he wasn't already married.
God, do you think John Ronson would be a good ninja? He'd be an excellent ninja.
He'd be slightly trepidatious.
Trepidatious. Do you know what I'm going to do for my humdogger?
Well, Times. Who'd be writing in the Times? Peter Hitchens? No, that's male, isn't
it? That's the male. It's a good guess, though.
Shall
I tell you what I'm going to do for my humdogger?
Go on, then.
The whole damn paper. I read it 3 times from cover to cover and there was nothing good in it. Not one thing. It was bollocks. It's proper shit. Right? Normally, in that much crap, you find a nugget of sweet corn and you go, yes, that's bright and sunny and tasty. But no, nothing. Literally nothing in my paper was worth the time or effort to read it. No wonder they're hiding it behind a paywall. They just don't want anyone to see it. Go, no, we're going to hide our shit. You need to see our shit, which no one will in their right mind need to do. Give us a tenner and you can see our shit.
Where do you go to view shit? You like going to zoos, don't you, Simon? Is that just a look at shit? you pay attention.
I don't like looking at shit. Did you not hear the irk in my voice?
No, I didn't. I heard you just go, I just look at shit. Oh, sweet corn. Shit. Oh.
Seriously, it's the proper worst batch of supplements I've had since I wasted some money on some vitamin C tablets.
Excellent. Well, I think from that, we know who's going to win, don't we, Simon? Having won every single section so far, and Article or Farcical, when I only had a 1 in 4 chance of winning. So, unless you can find a ninja between now and the theme tune, I think we got a winner, haven't we? Mm-hmm. See you next round.
It's time to decide who has the superior supplements this week, and I think I've made a very strong case for mine being the best.
I think Simon Izzy wins, doesn't she?
No, I don't think you could legitimately argue that anything in your papers was better than anything in mine.
Even the worst thing about my paper was Tim Dowling, and he's not that bad.
I think I've eloquently proved throughout this episode that everything in my paper is brilliant. Everything. Now, you're right. The newspaper you should have bought last Saturday was The Guardian. Because the Saturday Times is a big pile of floppy hum-dong. It's shit!
And The Guardian is probably my favourite weekly newspaper on a Saturday.
So it's probably your favourite Saturday paper then. Very far from being your favourite weekly paper.
Well, I prefer it to my Sunday papers, so I normally get it.
Not only were you too lazy to do Article or Farcical this week, not only were you too lazy to get more supplements for me to play in Randomizer Skyzone, but you were actually too lazy to buy a newspaper.
I bought a newspaper, I just thought, why change? Why change? Why do I need to change? I'm not David Cameron.
That's a good thing.
That is a very good thing.
Unless he's a ninja. God, we could have a ninja prime minister. Oh, I want a ninja prime minister now. He could be at the dispatch box and they could replace that thing with a sword and he could cut Paddy Ashdown in half. Not that Paddy Ashdown would be in the Commons because he's a lord.
No,
but you're just talking rubbish now.
I think, Simon, you've got to try next week, okay? Make some effort.
If he was a ninja at Downing Street, he could look through the letterbox with shifty eyes. But you can't even do that. Do you know why? There is no letterbox on Downing Street.
No, there's no door handle. There's no knob, Simon.
Is knob another word for penis?
It's also another euphemism for sex.
Knobbing. Yeah, yeah, that is true.
And also the name of one of Noddy's favourite friends.
Knobbing?
Knobbing the knob. It's like Muffin the Mule.
Like Knobbing Ninja. Oh, I want a Knobbing Ninja now.
Well, you're going to marry one.
Oh yeah, like she's going to let me knob her. She'd be hiding in a cupboard.
Just break your neck. But you'd be happy.
Yeah, I'd be really happy with a broken neck. So, if you want to write to us, you can. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can visit our website at sundaysupplement.com. You can visit us on Facebook and look at all sorts of weird stuff that's
Please
posted
do.
On our walls.
Yeah, yeah, including all the bottom trump cards, which have stopped coming.
Yeah, my bottom trumps have stopped coming.
Also, if you've got the time, it'd really help us if you gave us a review on iTunes. Just put in Sunday Supplement and write a review. Also, recommend us to a mate, and that way we spread like Simon's buttocks.
Fine. I just want a ninja now. I don't care about anything else. I just want a ninja. Get me a ninja.
Yeah, or send Simon a ninja. Draw a ninja for Simon.
No, I want a drawing of a ninja. I want an actual ninja.
Turn up at Simon's house dressed as a ninja and rape him.
Well, on which note, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.